You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Oakland Athletics. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, joined by my friend and co-worker, Jane Lee of MLB.com. Well, Jane, so it goes. The A's have lost 13 of 18, 9 errors the last 8 games. Bullpen's been great, but ugly loss Tuesday night. Scott Kazmir expressed some frustration after the game. What do you see? What do you think?
It's, you know, last night was very concerning, just because, you know, just when you think they took 2 of 3 from Seattle, they won a game that Felix started. Okay, these are the A's, you know, we know, and they're back. And then they come out and have a game like they did where, you know, there's not just errors, but just all around, just poor, sloppy play. And that just can't happen behind these pitchers. I mean, these pitchers are already working with little wiggle room because of, you know, the way the offense has been so sporadic. And, you know, Kazmir wasn't great by any means, but he wasn't necessarily bad. I mean, his defense was really making him work and making him have long innings, and that's not what Kazmir needs right now. You know, he's already passed his innings total from last year. You can tell he's kind of wavering to get up there with the velocity that we're used to seeing. But at the same time, I mean, he was doing his job. He was getting balls on the ground. 4 of the 9 hits he allowed were in the infield. And it was just, they did not look like they were ready to play. And that's exactly what Bob Melvin said. And they just can't afford to be having games like this. And, you know it's the end of the year and guys are banged up, guys are tired. But when you're in contention, you should have no trouble getting up for these games. You know, you should have no problem finding any motivation for these games. And it just looked like they didn't want to play last night. I mean, the Rangers looked like the team that, you know, is in playing for something.
The A's clubhouse is known to be a great place, sometimes a noisy place. Guys have fun. When you walk in there, can you tell there's tension, or does it seem the same as always? We're going to get it going today, boys. Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it tension. I would say it's still pretty loose. Not as loose as they normally are. I mean, you look at the first half. This is a team that had a lot of fun, and obviously winning plays a role in that. When you're not winning, it's going to affect things in the clubhouse. But I wouldn't go so far as saying tension, but there's not that same energy, that same presence that, you know, we saw earlier in the season. And I don't know if some of it has to do with the changes in the clubhouse. I mean, I will say that Cespedes leaving, you know, is still, that impact will linger for a long time. And I'm not just talking about his bat in the lineup or anything. I mean, his presence was significant too. And I think you take out a guy like that, and it's not to knock any of the new guys. You know, Jeff Samardzija, it seems like he's been there forever. He's fit in right away. And Lester and Hamill, you know, they're great guys, but it's just not the same clubhouse, and it's not their fault at all. It's just, you know, so many things have happened along the way with injuries and new personnel and just this and that and, you know, obviously losing. And I think it's normal for that to affect the clubhouse. And so I think you're seeing maybe just a little less energy in there, and maybe it has to do with the time of year. But like I said, I mean, these guys, they're playing for something, and there's only 12 games left. So, I mean, now is the time to kind of rise to the occasion. We just haven't seen that from them consistently, and that's kind of the concerning part.
Jane, do you think that Billy Beane looks back at the Cespedes trade? And I admire the trade. I admire, you know, the gambling nature of it. I'm putting all my cards on the table. John Lester's been fantastic. Do you think Billy looks back and thinks, you know what, maybe I made one move too many?
You know, I don't know that he thinks that. I think he will always stand by the trades he made. This is an organization that's always believed in pitching, and he thought that, you know, if he went out and got more pitching and solidified the rotation, which was already good, you know, that was going to take them all the way. And, you know, you wonder if it could or if things would be different if all of the other things that happened didn't happen. I mean, everything that could have gone wrong for the A's after the trade did. And it just seems like it's one of those bad, bad coincidences. You know, you have guys like Coco Crisp and John Jaso and Jed Lowry, Nick Punto, Sean Doolittle. I mean, all these guys got hurt at the worst possible time. And this was a fairly healthy team in the first half. And you sometimes overlook that. You know, you take it for granted. But, I mean, injuries can really impact a team. And I think as deep as the lineup is, you know, you take out a few of those key pieces and, you know, those guys can only do so much. And then on top of that, you have, you take out Cespedes and your only other power hitters, you know, Brandon Moss and Josh Donaldson. You know, Donaldson's has had his struggles, you know, staying consistent. And Moss, until these past couple games, wasn't hitting at all, let alone hitting for power. So it just seems like everything compiled all at once. And we saw, you know, this horrible stretch. And it was easy to point to the trade since it seemed like, well, that's when this whole thing started. But really, it was just the timing of everything happening at once. I don't think, you know, any one guy can save a team, you know, can make a team. And sure, Cespedes may have helped through this stretch, but I don't think he could have saved it. I mean, it's so ugly that you have to look elsewhere. And I think when you do look elsewhere, you see that, well, okay, this is a team that's also had a ton of injuries and also guys that are going through slumps for the first time, you know, this year.
Jane, how is Bob Melvin lining up the pitching here for the final dozen games?
Yeah, they did mix up the rotation a little bit. All of it with the intent to have Sonny Gray, you know, starting game 162, because now we're at the point where game 162 could be crucial for this team. I mean, you're talking about, you know, the potential of, you know, getting into that wild game or playing for a tie for game 163. And then you have John Lester available for either game 163, if it gets to that point, or that wild card game. And then they've also set it up, you know, to where in the division series, you know, they have Samardzija ready to go game one, or Scott Kazmir, and then, you know, Gray and Lester would be available in the following game. So, and then if you know, you want to look even beyond that, you have Lester available twice in the championship series. So, granted, we're looking very far ahead of ourselves, but, you know, the teams have to prepare for that. And I think more than anything for the A's, it was important to line them up to where they have, you know, Gray going in that last game. And they were also able to line up Scott Kazmir to where he skipped the Angels. I mean, they've really hit him around this year. So for him not to have to face them, it seems, you know, a little like they're thinking, maybe overthinking things, but that could be pretty crucial for them.
Yeah, and you know, the bottom line is, with a dozen games to go, they have a two-game lead for a playoff berth is what it amounts to. And if you told them that on opening day, I'm sure they would have said, hey, sign us up, we'll take it. We just want to be playing in October. We'll take our chances from there. And it's odd how it's played out, but it's been fascinating, and your coverage has been great. And we'll talk again next week, and we'll know more then, won't we?
I guess we will. It has been interesting, and with only 12 games left, you really have to wonder where a team like this will end up.
Thank you, Jane.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.